Hello, it's Pauline here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Mike Hutchinson. Here we have the information desk.
Only one message this week for Stephen Carrington to say thank you for your kind donation. It's much appreciated.
This is your final reminder that the NNAB are holding a summer concert at Ditchingham Hall on Saturday the 16th of June between 6:30 and 9 p.m. Tickets cost £12 for adults and £6 for children. It will be an evening of big tunes from all eras played by Tavram Band. The gates to the private estate will be open at 5 p.m. for you to explore the extensive gardens. So bring a picnic, blankets and chairs. Refreshments will be available throughout the evening. For tickets, contact the NNAB on 629558.
Norwich Community Choir celebrates 10 years of singing with two special events in aid of a local charity, Nelson's Journey. Norwich Community Choir has grown from humble beginnings in 2008 to present a diverse and polished repertoire performed entirely from memory, whilst remaining true to the community choir ethos. There are no auditions and many members can't read music. To celebrate 10 years of singing, the choir is holding the first of two special concerts on Sunday the 29th of July 2018. Journeys promises to be a magical afternoon of storytelling and song suitable for all in the elegant Assembly House in Norwich. The choir brings together a broad cross-section of singers, young and old, to perform a wide variety of heartwarming songs interwoven on this occasion with stories told by Paul Jackson from different cultures around the world. The choir also has a concert planned at Norwich Cathedral on Saturday the 24th of November, which includes a unique version of Allegri's Miserere. Meg Turpin, the choir leader, says, "It's unusual for a community choir to tackle such an ambitious piece. The working of Allegri's masterpiece preserves the mood and sensuality of the original while bringing into it the present day, using poignant lyrics taken from the words of choir members expressing their feelings about belonging to the choir. Both concerts are in aid of the local charity Nelson's Journey, who help to bring back smiles to bereaved children in Norfolk. Tickets for both these events can be purchased from ticketsource.co.uk/Norwich Community Choir or by calling 07423 118876.
NNAB Creative Writing. Have you something to say? Have you ever felt the urge to write? If so, come and join others with the same interests and work together to reveal your inner voice. The NNAB runs a group that will give you the opportunity to express yourself through the written word, whatever your vision problems. The club meets between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. on the third Tuesday of the month at the NNAB Bradbury Centre. The cost is £3 per session and the next meeting is on Tuesday the 19th of June. That's all from Information Desk this week.
We continue our news items with a celebration of the city hosts who help visitors and locals get around Norwich. And an Anglo-Saxon treasure is saved for the nation. But first, claims have been made that a blaze that ripped through a derelict 19th century former school in Thorpe St Andrew were entirely foreseeable.
A fire which destroyed a former school was entirely foreseeable, town leaders have said. Fire gutted part of the former Langley Preparatory School at Beech Hill off Yarmouth Road in a suspected arson attack. It comes less than 4 years after arsonists targeted nearby Pinebanks building, which is owned by the same developer. Thorpe St Andrew Town Council clerk Thomas Foreman said the loss of the 19th century building was tragic, but added, it was entirely foreseeable given the history of that site.
A nationally significant Anglo-Saxon gold treasure found in a Norfolk field has been saved for the nation following a fundraising appeal. and that former University of East Anglia student who discovered the 7th century gold and garnet jewellery is more than £70,000 better off, because his find was declared as treasure trove. The grave assemblage was unearthed by metal-detecting student Tom Lucking in a field at Wynfarthing in 2014. The grave included a necklace made up of two gold beads, two pendants made from identical coins, and a gold cross pendant inlaid with delicate filigree wire. But most remarkable was the large pendant worn lower down on the woman's chest, made of gold. It has hundreds of tiny garnets inlaid in it. Comparable to golden garnet jewellery from Sutton Hoo and the Staffordshire hoard, it marks its wearer out as having the highest social status in life. And though wearing a cross, among the earliest Anglo-Saxon converts to Christianity. The find was declared treasure under the 1996 Treasure Act and was valued by the government's Independent Treasure Valuation Committee at £145,000, which prompted a public appeal by the Friends of Norwich Museum to raise the money to save it. With the help of a grant from the National Heritage Memorial Fund, the Art Fund and Friends of Norwich Museums, the money has been raised and it will go on display in Norwich Castle.
From the cathedral down to Gentleman's Walk, the pubs, antique stores and even nearest bathrooms, navigating Norwich can be a strenuous task. Now a group of city volunteers have come to the rescue to dedicate their time, share their best-kept secrets and unmatched knowledge of the area. Through the maze-like lanes of Norwich's city centre, it is easy to take a wrong turn or lose your bearings, but the city hosts have become a regular sight across the vibrant city to assist visitors or locals on their journey. Donning their blue tabard and armed with maps of Norwich, the volunteers offer interesting and different areas to visit and give information on upcoming events or attractions. Honouring Volunteers Week, one of the smiling faces who walk down the cobbled streets of Norwich and offer their assistance is Alan Shirley, who is also one of our volunteers. Here he is telling us about being a host.
I became involved with the hosts following a recommendation from a friend who had joined recently, and he is also part of the Chatterbox team, called Pete Dennington. Having just retired at the time, I needed something else to get involved with. I knew that I would return to volunteering at Chatterbox and the railway at Eaton Park. I have a mind that's full of useless information, and being a host is an ideal opportunity to put it to use. One occasion springs to mind when a woman said she had been asked by her husband to get a set of jump leads for their car whilst out shopping in the city. She had no idea what this item was, nor any clue as to where to go. I explained the purpose of them and suggested Thorne's DIY in Exchange Street. Around 15 minutes later, she came back to thank me whilst proudly holding a set in her hand. Result. Having lived in Norwich for most of my life, I thought I knew a lot about it. Being a host has made me realise that I still have a lot to learn.
Another Norwich roundabout could be redesigned as part of a £1.6 million shake-up for one of Norwich's main roads. Changes in Earlham Road would see new cycle lanes, improved crossings, a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit on a section of the road, and alterations made to the roundabout where the outer ring road meets the road. The possibility of the section of the road between Christchurch Road and Higham Road, along with nearby side streets, being made 20 miles an hour, has been reported previously. But members of the Norwich Highways Agency Committee will be asked to agree to put a number of other changes out for consultation. That includes new cycle lanes between Christchurch Road and the A140 Outer Ring Road, and new zebra crossings near Wellington Road and at the junction with Christchurch Road. There would also be changes to the roundabout where Earlham Road and the Outer Ring Road meet, The roundabout will be redesigned to make it safer for cyclists, particularly those going to and from Gypsy Lane. A new cycle zebra crossing would be provided, while the existing pedestrian crossing will be upgraded to a toucan crossing. West Pottergate would be closed to traffic, where it meets the Higham Road and Earlham Road. Council officers say the changes will improve the green pedalway, which runs from Beaufort to the Broadland Business Park. If councillors agree, consultation will be held this summer, with a decision in September. Work could be done by next year.
The Norwich Escalation Avoidance Team, known as the NEAT, has helped more than 1,000 people in its first year, helping them remain cared for safely at home when otherwise they might have ended up going to hospital or needing respite care. When NEAT receives a referral from a GP, paramedic, social worker, mental health specialist or other professional, the NEAT team swings into action. By pooling their expertise, they arrange the most appropriate package of care or support to meet the needs of each patient to ensure their problem is quickly resolved. They also put in place plans to avoid problems in the future. If people need to go to hospital, they will, but in most cases, they're helped to stay at home.
Hair was revealed to be the most popular word used by Norfolk School children, who sent in stories to BBC Radio 2's 500 Words competition on Chris Evans' breakfast show. The finding was made by the Oxford University Press, which analysed 134,790 short stories sent in from children aged between 5 to 13 nationwide. It comes after schools across the county have been involved in the preparations for the Go Go Hares art trails that are set to decorate Norwich and Norfolk this summer to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the children's charity Break. There will also be a city trail of 50 large hares designed by artists, as well as a trail of 18 moongazer hares in the wider county. And of course, we have our own Chatterbox Hare All About It, ready to take to the streets of Norwich.
A junction on a busy Norwich road looks likely to be made safer with a £188,000 scheme, the latest city project to bring improvements for cyclists and pedestrians, close to getting the go-ahead. Transport for Norwich has put forward a string of improvements to make the area around Edward Street, Heath Road and Magpie Road, close to Anglia Square, safer. The scheme would see a cycle-only direct crossing over Magpie Road between Edward Street and Heath Road, as well as a new cycle track through City Council land next to number 82 Magpie Road. The existing signal crossing would remain for pedestrians to use. Members of Norwich Highways Agency Committee will meet where they will be asked to approve the scheme, which has been supported by the Norwich Cycling Campaign. If permission is granted, then work could take place in the autumn. We have more stories, including a Good Samaritan who is praised for saving a victim of a suspected attack, and park and ride security is to be reviewed after a group of travellers got into the site. Also, there's a nasty incident for a local woman.
Peter Alcock Hodgson had been walking home alone from work, but has no memory before waking up in hospital with horrific facial injuries. He suffered a broken nose, gashes to his face, and has had 10 stitches and a minor skin graft beneath his eye. Mr. Alcock Hodgson said he had heavily consumed drinks at work, but he believes he had been glassed in a random attack outside the cathedral. Norwich police are treating the incident as a suspected assault and are appealing for witnesses. Mr. Alcock Hodgson has praised a Good Samaritan, 26-year-old Adam Mortar, as a hero for bandaging his wounds and waiting with him until a paramedic arrived, saying he could have lost the right eye. Humble about his actions, Mr. Mortar, who has been nominated as a Prince's Trust Ambassador of the Year for East Anglia, said, "I would have stopped for anyone."
A robber wearing a balaclava threatened a woman with a piece of metal and marched her to a cash point before robbing money from her purse. And residents and shop owners have spoken of their shock in the wake of the incident. Police said a man in a hoodie, jeans and a black balaclava approached a woman in her 20s on Catton Grove Road after midnight. He threatened her with a piece of metal and demanded money before walking her to a cash point on Woodgrove Parade where no money was withdrawn.
Security will be bolstered at a busy park and ride after travellers have been ordered to move off the site. The group arrived on the Norfolk County Council-owned Harford Park and Ride, which is not a legal travellers' site, on the outskirts of Norwich. A criminal summons for the travellers was brought about by the authority after they failed to leave. The order to remove them was enforced at Norwich Magistrates Court. The group, along with their vehicles, have to leave under the Criminal Justice and Public Order Act 1994. Jeremy Cooper, Managing Director of Connect Bus, which manages the Hardwick Park and Ride, said, "There are security banners, but they have not proved sufficient enough to deterring this encampment. We are working with the council to come up with some improvements."
A grey seal is fighting for its life after becoming entangled in carelessly discarded plastic fishing netting, which has created a wound around his neck. The young adult male is being cared for at the RSPCA's East Winch Wildlife Centre near King's Lynn after being rescued by Friends of Horsey Seals charity. The group found him with 10 feet of fishing paraphernalia, a tangle of old netting and rope, wrapped tight around his neck. Alison Charles, centre manager, said, "This is a horrendous injury and the poor seal has been fighting for his life. He's extremely emaciated, probably half the weight he should be. This year we've already had 4 seals admitted due to injuries from carelessly discarded plastic. This seems to be part of the more widespread problem of plastic in the sea." Meanwhile, the RSPCA is advising people to stop taking selfies with seals as they can give a nasty bite.
Education watchdogs say a college rated inadequate last year has made progress across all areas 12 months on. Eastern and Otley College, which has almost 4,000 students across its 2 campuses, was told it was inadequate by Ofsted last July. Since then, inspectors have carried out 2 monitoring visits, with the last in March, showing more work was needed. Now a 3rd follow-up visit on May the 3rd has painted a more positive picture. Inspectors found that reasonable progress had been made in areas such as student behaviour, apprentice training and the general quality of teaching. However, inspectors noted there was still room for improvement. The report, published on May the 30th, said much stronger leadership measures ensures teachers are now clear about being held accountable for the progress of their students. But it added that the quality of teaching across different subjects continued to vary, stating that not enough is good or better. Jane Townsend, college principal, said, "This report was a tremendous boost and proves that the strategy that we have put in place is working. Our finances are under control. We are living within our means. We are embarking on an ambitious program of student recruitment. Our commercial focus has been revitalised. We have vastly improved links with the business partners who are investing in our future. And Ofsted have just given us the best report we've had in over 5 years."
The man who led the turnaround of iconic sports car maker Group Lotus has said he will never forget his time in Norfolk after he dramatically stepped down after nearly 4 years behind the wheel. Jean-Marc Gales has left his role of chief executive for personal reasons and will now become chief strategic advisor to Lotus chairman Daniel Donghui Lai, as well as taking over as chief executive at Essex-based classic car restorer JD Classics. He has been replaced in the top job at the Norfolk Mark by Feng Qingfeng, who joined Lotus's board when Chinese group Zhejiang Geely Holding bought a controlling stake in the company last year. Mr. Gales has overseen change during a turbulent time for Lotus, coming in when it was making a loss and returning it to profitability last year, with figures showing turnover had broken the £100 million mark in 2017. The brand, which has been based at Hethel in Norfolk for 70 years, employs around 1,000 staff at its headquarters and announced plans to create further jobs this year with the backing of Geely. Mr. Gales said, "We must not forget that 4 years ago Lotus was in an extremely perilous financial position. The transformation, delivered through a revitalised product lineup, increased sales and stringent cost control, has not only saved around 800 jobs in Norfolk, but it has created a further 200, with an additional 100 jobs in the pipeline for 2018.
May was notably warm and dry, and due to the preponderance of warm days, the monthly mean temperature of 13.9 degrees C was 2.5 degrees C above average. Although marginally less warm than May 2017, there has been no significantly warmer May locally since 1947. The month will long be remembered for providing two perfect sunny and warm public holidays.
Our second feature, read by Sarah Lusher and written by Stacia Briggs, hears the poignant memories of war veterans as they return to Normandy.